Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live from Bowie, Maryland on Wednesday, November the 7th, the day after Barack Obama brings home a very significant electoral landslide and a solid 2% popular victory. Four more years of Barack Obama. I'm not sure I'm entirely happy with that, but I'm a whole lot happier of four more years of Barack Obama than I would have been with Mitt Romney. When I went into the voting booth, I was pretty sure I wasn't going to vote for Romney or Barack Obama, and instead was going to cast a ballot for Gary Johnson. I actually punched the Johnson button, but before I submitted my ballot, I went back and switched my vote to Barack Obama so I could do my part to make sure that Mitt Romney would not gain a popular vote victory if there was any way I could. If you want to talk to me about this election and what it was worth, you can give me a call at 347-945-6713. I don't know if I have anybody in the chat room, but I didn't do a show last night because it was election night, and I didn't really have anything to contribute to the discussion. So I thought I'd do one tonight and let you know how I feel. If I don't see some activity, but unfortunately, not only is it not my regular night, but it's not my regular time. I'm in the middle of I'm in the middle of my whole a presentation I have to make tomorrow. I'm not sure what I want to say or do. I'm hoping I'll see the count tonight and we can talk a little bit about what happened yesterday, or anybody else out there who'd like to talk with me. 347-945-6713. One interesting thing is I was stuck in traffic way out on the Beltway, and I heard something come over the line that today was the first day in 4 years that Barack Obama did not have to worry about re-election. And I'm trying to decide if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Maybe the 26th Amendment, I think it's the 25th. Somebody out there knows presidential terms. Give us a call at 347-945-6713. Anyway, and let us know. But it's really interesting. What do you think not having to face re-election is going to do for Barack Obama? Is it going to speed him to try new things plan to reach compromises with people, or is it just going to be, not to worry, if you would? What do you think about the Steve Christie incident with Barack Obama? What did that do for this whole election? What role did fate play in the election, that the storm would come essentially the week before the election? I don't know. I really, really don't know. I don't know the answer. I got nobody in the chat room. I have nobody on the line. I'm not sure I'm talking to anybody out there. And so it's really kind of, almost sad. Let me see if I can find out. I don't know exactly how I do this. But, here we go. Let me go see how many people have been listening to the show. 73,017. We are definitely closing in on the 75,000 mark, which will bring us 3/4 of the way to my goal of 100,000 listens. I hope we get there. Another interesting thing I'd like to achieve is 20,000, maybe even 25,000 individual views of my profile. Not that it's anything interesting, but just that people are coming and listening to whatever we're putting on the Norm at Night show. All told, I'm happy. I really am happy that Barack Obama won the election. I just wish he would have run a little bit harder against the Congress so that maybe Mr. Boehner would not still be, the Speaker of the House. That is really something tough to stomach, in my humble opinion. There we go. Still nobody seems to be in my chat room. Although, I don't know, maybe I closed it without even realizing it. Nope, nobody in Norm at Night's chat room. Oh, God, if anybody else, if anybody could help me also with some ideas about what history is and why anybody would want to read history, that would be something that we can talk about here on the Norm at Night show. I'm about 10 minutes in. I don't have much activity going on, but I just wanted y'all to know I watched the returns. I was holding my breath. I was really afraid that Mr. Romney might win. And I didn't know exactly what was going to happen. I suppose I should have had the faith, because it was a resounding victory for Barack Obama. I guess his daughters now get to finish high school at Sidwell Friends. Because I think Malia, the older one, will be a freshman this year, or is a freshman this year and so she'll get to graduate from Sidwell Friends and go on to some. Hey, I got a call here. Hey, go ahead, you're on with Norm. Go ahead, you're on with Norm.
Hello?
Hello, you're on.
Yeah. How you doing, Norm?
Hey, I'm doing real well. I'm all smiles now that we have a second term for Barack Obama. I'm a happy cowboy.
So I'm curious to know what you think about the House of Representatives still being controlled by Republicans.
Well, you know, I was talking about that. And the House of Representatives, although the margin is closer, the House of Representatives is controlled by the Republicans. But I might also point out, do I wish it was controlled by the Democrats? Absolutely. I'd much rather have Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House than John Boehner. However, lacking that, it is a bit closer. Bill Clinton had a Republican House of Representatives in his second term, and it was among the most successful second terms of anybody in United States presidential history. I mean, Bill Clinton had a great second term. He was the only president that managed to balance the budget. The important thing to remember, and which everybody seems to forget in this frenzy over he's the commander-in-chief, this government was set up, even though there is a separation of powers. If you go back to John, why can't I think of his name right now? I'm having a blank right now. Essay Concerning Government. Why can't I think of it? Help me out, caller.
What do you want? The guy.
Oh, God, listening to me, just like the kids in class. John,
John Boehner?
Not John Boehner. I got Boehner on my brain, and I can't. The guy, I am so embarrassed. I can't think of it anymore, but. The basic idea of the government was that the primary branch would be the legislature. It is the branch that does stuff. The presidency was established to simply execute the will of the legislature and also to keep them in check so that they wouldn't get out of hand in the exercising of their power. And everybody, what's the president going to do? What's the president going to do? The president's not going to do a thing. The president can encourage the Congress to take a certain course in their legislative dealings, but it's the Congress that makes the laws for the United States of America. Now, there are some who say, and I don't actually disagree with it, that the pendulum has swung way too far to the presidency and that it's time to bring the government back to the legislature. I got to find out essays. Government.
So what I want to know is that, so we all are really excited about that Obama won, but if he wants to do whatever he promised that he said he would do it, and with the House of Representatives being controlled by Republicans, would they allow that, or would they?
Well, I mean, that's a question. There was nobody thought they would allow anything with Bill Clinton either. But he managed to arrive at good things for the country. Now, does Barack Obama have that skill? I don't know. There aren't many Bill Clintons in the world.
Well, I think Bill Clinton had more easy than Barack Obama, because Bill Clinton, during the time of Bill Clinton,
I think that Barack Obama is going to be more willing to compromise with the Republicans, and the Republicans are going to realize that if they don't start compromising with Barack Obama, 2 years from now, they could really suffer a serious defeat, because the country's spoken. They didn't blame Barack Obama for the stalemate. If they did, they'd have thrown him out.
If they did blame, it didn't really matter, because it seems like Republicans got 49% of the popular vote. Right, so, like, you can think, like, a lot of people don't view Republican Party as, like, one of the strong, like, they changed their minds, but it seems like 48% of the people still believe the Republican Party is to go for. So there's still a lot of power in the Republican base.
Well, they have a whole lot less power than they ever did. I mean, they were dealt a defeat in many, many ways in this election. Two branches of the government are in Democratic hands. One branch of the government is in Republican hands. This is not an unusual situation in the history of America.
Okay.
I don't think. I mean, I could be wrong. I got to find out this guy's... I got to remember this guy's name before you go. An essay on government. This has got to tell me. Thomas... No, that's not him. Oh, God, where's Wikipedia when you need it, you know? Can you help me here?
Oh, okay. So what's the... I don't really know what you're talking about. What guy you said you're saying, John?
The English political philosopher who lots of people paid attention to in putting this government together. He wrote the essay...
John Adams?
Not John Adams. It's John... wait, hold on. Essay on Understanding. Maybe this will get it for me. Because he wrote this, too. An essay concerning human understanding. Not David Hume, not George Berkeley.
John Locke?
John Locke! How could I not remember that? Thank you very much. I'm feeling very embarrassed. My whole brain is just short-circuited, trying to do way too much. Somebody called me Lennon today.
Really?
Yeah, said I look like Mussolini. But that's all right. Huh?
So, yeah, the John Locke, is he? I didn't really know about this guy.
John Locke is... Well, the essay on government, it's not really very long. And the basic premise of it is that the legislature is the most important part of government, because it makes the laws that govern the people. I can't believe I couldn't remember John Locke. It's way too late. I should go to bed and get up early and finish my...
Yeah,
hey,
sure. All right.
In. Hold on, 413. Stay right there. Go ahead, 916. You're on with Norm.
Hey, John Locke, widely known as the father of classical liberalism.
Yes, he was.
Yes, you know what classical liberalism is, right?
I do.
Well, it's called libertarianism today.
Well, that's going a little far there.
No, it's pretty much true. The word liberal back then was pretty much a libertarian. The word liberal now is, that's ridiculous, you know. I mean, there's no liberals, they're socialists, but there aren't liberals.
Oh my God, that California claptrap.
Well, anyway, I guess I don't know how to term this election, but I'd say Obama's camp was definitely on the right track. They had 200,000 volunteers out there rounding up the vote.
My question is, and this is for both you callers, the election wasn't about anything. I don't know which one of the pundits called it the Seinfeld election, but that was a perfect. The election wasn't about anything.
Yeah, there were no defining issues, certainly. So,
I mean, one of the things that defines the issue is the hurricane coming.
Well, it added something because you had it. It was a great case or example of federal government responding to an emergency in a way that the private sector may not. Now, in fact, the private sector did respond.
Okay.
They're the ones that got all the power back.
Not one word about climate change in the election. Not one single word.
I know. Well, that's a fake issue, in my opinion. But, you know.
What do you think of that 413?
Yeah. Well, they skirted around
it. Climate change or not? I think 413, he sounds like a physicist to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm listening.
Is there climate change or isn't there?
I mean,
in your view.
Obviously, I feel like everyone at this point needs to know that climate change is real. I'm very surprised to hear that the other person saying that you don't believe in climate change. I'm curious to know why you don't believe in climate change. Or
916, the ball's in your court now.
Oh. Well, I haven't seen enough data. In fact, a lot of the data I've seen says quite the opposite. I think that, yes, alternative energy is good for a lot of reasons. But it's not affordable. It's not efficient. It requires immense government subsidy, or it requires artificial pricing where we drive up the price of carbon-based fuels. And it upsets everything. I really think.
Well,
wait a minute.
Why don't we all just go to Greenland and watch the ice cap melt?
Why not? It's happened before.
It has happened.
Yeah.
Didn't it happen a long, long time ago before?
Well,
and
I think when they. I think when Leif Erikson landed there, it was green. That's probably why he called it Greenland.
Oh, my Lord. The next thing you know, you're going to start talking to me about Adam and Eve.
Oh, good God. Look, climate change, unless someone can come up with definitive proof, you know, it's going to be treated the way it is. And I'm sorry, with the real solution is population control, and everybody knows it. Okay?
Yeah, well, so how do we do that?
No, I disagree with you, actually, because I don't think population control is the way to go, because Earth can sustain a big population, 9 billion. Earth can sustain more than 9 billion population.
Very really? Where's the water coming from?
It's, well, the wa- it's, but what Earth cannot sustain is 9 billion people's every single desire for, like, everyone having everyone having a... Well, to be honest, Earth cannot even satisfy 10 or even single person whole desire.
Yeah.
So to say that, like, Earth is 9 billion population now, and then, like, people in China and India, they're, like, taking up all the resources. They're starting to eat meat now, so, like, the climate change is driving from them. I think that is very not a rational thing to say. But,
yeah.
But the Chinese, wait, the Chinese have been successful with population control.
Bob, they're giving that up. The single child?
You might not, wait a minute.
That's
going to
go.
Like how they did it. But they did it.
Yes, yes. They do it in Singapore,
too. And
so
you can't sit here and yap about population control and then condemn them for doing it.
When they did it, they didn't have the resources to feed all those people. Now that they do have the resources, they're loosening up the policy.
I think let's go back to the climate change issue. I think what you said was very interesting to me, that you said that one of the reasons that you said, that to have clean energy, you said government needs to put artificial pricing mechanisms. But
absolutely. That's what cap and trade is.
Yep, exactly. And what about the oil industry's getting a lot of subsidies from the government right now? Isn't that a means of artificial
pricing? Well, I don't want to subsidize any oil industry. Of course not. Not oil, not gas, none. Here's the deal. I'm in California. Next year, cap and trade kicks in here. The only state in the country. Somehow California thinks it can unilaterally change the freaking climate. Do you know what that's going to cost us?
No.
I know what it is. Yeah, I'll be paying $5 for a gallon of gasoline next year. You watch what happens. We'll have runaway inflation.
So I think the reason why California is doing that is because it's going to lead the path for other states to do it.
You're
completely right.
No,
I think the Californians are going to, like, for a period of time, California is probably going to, like, you're going to probably see gas prices going up.
We got to be Daniel Boone and blaze
sure
their way through the forest, don't we?
Hey, let's one at a time, folks. One at a time.
Well, here's the deal. A few years ago, we had the Western Climate Alliance or Western Energy Alliance, and there was going to be an enormous network of states, Canadian provinces, and even Mexico. And this whole network was going to be formed, and that would be the futures or the carbon market. Well, every single one of them dropped out. But California, we're leaders. We're bankrupt leaders.
Hey, you know what, guys? I only could manage because I came to Wednesday to get a half hour.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to give you each 30 seconds because we got about a minute and 20 seconds left. 30 seconds, 413. I always use area codes.
All I have to say is that I think one of the most important things that you need to realize is that climate change is very real, and there's tremendous data to support that. There's ice shelf that's been melting away. This is in a rapid range that I've never seen before. The hurricane's getting stronger. The summers are getting hotter every year we go by. This year we had, like, the massive...
Okay. 916, 30 seconds.
Okay. I admire the Democratic Party's plan to get out the vote. What I observed in my polling place, because I had to go back twice because the lines were so long, they had people out in their vans rounding up people, bringing them over to those polling places. The only problem was, for a lot of them, was the first time they ever voted. The other problem, they couldn't read. You know what the end result was? I got tired of waiting in line.
So you didn't vote?
I couldn't. I wasn't going to wait in line with all those crazy people.
All right, and on that note, thank you for tuning in to the special edition of Norm at Night, and we'll see you all next Tuesday at the regular time for a full 60-minute show. Thanks for calling.
Right.
I appreciate it, guys. It was a great discussion. I might go to the 30-minute format. Who knows?
Oh,
this
okay.
Is Norm coming to you from Bowie saying good night.
Good night, Norm.
Good night.
Take care.
Good night.